The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Enjoy the best of summer for less with our new Let's Eat range in store now.
We better say goodbye, Nikki and Jenny. Standing by. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Live across Ireland.
This is 2FM News.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Emma Cunahan. A US software firm is to create 100 new jobs at its European headquarters in Dublin. Qualtrics opened its first international offices here in 2013. Sharon Gaffney reports.
Technology firm Qualtrics was founded in Utah in the United States in 2002. It's since expanded to offer services in 75 countries, where it provides software allowing clients to carry out market research and test customer feedback. The firm's customers include Kellogg's, HP and Stanford University. Qualtrics opened its European headquarters in Dublin's South Docklands in 2013, announcing the creation of 150 jobs. It's now relocated to a 2,500 square metre premises on Clarendon Row, where it's expanding its Irish workforce. The firm is seeking to fill 100 new positions in sales, support and technical services.
It's been confirmed that 600 heroin and methadone users and their families will be supplied with an antidote to help stem the number of drug deaths. Naxalone is used to reverse the effects of opiate drugs like heroin, morphine and methadone if someone overdoses. It will be available on prescription from tomorrow. Finally, the man who was in charge of the central bank when the country's banks collapsed has said regulation alone could not have stopped the crisis. John Hurley is appearing before the Oireachtas Banking Inquiry. He says he accepts the central bank is partly to blame for what happened.
I do not believe that regulation could on its own have stopped this crisis from happening. The forces that were at work, both domestic and international, were very formidable and involved many authorities and organisations, including the central bank. I accept the central bank's share of responsibility for what has occurred.
And that's the RT News on 2FM.
2FM weather.
With First Stop Tyres and Car Servicing.
Safely preparing your tyres and car for those long summer journeys.
Your nearest First Stop centre, firststop.ie.
Largely dry and cloudy today, but continuing scattered outbreaks of showery rain. A few sunny spells will develop though in the east and south. Highest temperatures 15 to 18 degrees.
On 2FM.
Some controversial comments today from music mogul L.A. Reid. He thinks Mariah Carey is too old to make a hit record. He says it's not realistic to expect her to reach number one with a new song. Mariah made her first hit in 1991. Mr. Reid believes to even be on the radio at this point in her career is a huge accomplishment. Now, Mariah did recently announce her residency in Las Vegas, so hopefully she proves him wrong. In other news, David Letterman hosted his last episode of The Late Show last night. He thanked his fans for keeping him on air. He started the show in 1982 and at 68 years of age he's decided it's time to retire. For the final episode, viewers were treated to celebrity guests, famous sketches and a performance from the Foo Fighters. Celebrities took to Twitter then to send their well wishes, including Kim Kardashian West, Jessica Alba and Lena Dunham. I'm Lottie Ryan and I'll have more entertainment news at 12.
You're not quite there for Back of the Net just yet. You've a bit of grovelling to do after yesterday and stuff, you know?
Why wasn't yesterday?
Do you remember she said that it was much better on Monday when I wasn't here?
She wasn't here yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Mistake on your
Lottie. Part. Okay, that's one all now. That's one all. Okay, take it back.
I thought you were joking. I was like, what?
How did you even remember that she wasn't here yesterday?
You don't have my back, Nikki.
I do. Yeah.
What's up, I remember.
Back of the Net.
Hey! I remember when I don't see that face, okay?
I remember right. 62. Thank you very much, Lottie.
Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less. It's 11 a.m. It's Thursday. That must mean it's time for the Nikki Byrne Show.
So say hey to Nikki Byrne and say, how are you doing? To Jenny Green.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hello.
What's up?
The Nikki Byrne Show.
11:04. It's 2FM. It's Nikki and Jenny with you till 2. Miss Jenny Green, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling very good.
Yeah? Any news for me?
No, I'm in the paper. Actually, do you know what? There's a picture of me in the paper today, right? And I didn't. The reason I'm mentioning
page
this.
Page 3?
Unfortunately, no. I'm not sure what page it is. Someone tweeted it. And the reason I feel the need to mention this Oh, well, of course, page three. Look at these. There's a picture of Molly Sterling, who, of course, is the Irish Eurovision entrant who's taking part in the
semi-final tonight.
She's going to do great. We had her on the show last week before she flew out to Austria.
And we spoke to her on Monday as well.
And we did. And when we were in the studio with her, we did what we do with all of our guests, and we take a little picture of them and we put it up online, which we did do.
Yep.
And the Sun today decided to print that picture. And the caption underneath it, so it's myself, Molly, and yourself. And the caption really grabbed me. Someone tweeted it to me. Actually, a few people did. At Eurosong, the teenage sensation with a pal.
Yeah.
And telly presenter Nicky Byrne.
Oh, so you're Molly's pal in the picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And apparently it's by someone called Ben Sweeney.
I think you meant Ken Sweeney, is it?
Well, who knows? I think he's... Is he not a Pelicans?
So, yeah. I can feel a bit of gripe here.
To be honest, you're
not happy with being called Molly's friend. It's like you rocked
like
up into the studio.
Please, can I come in and get a picture with Nicky Byrne? I mean, do me a favour. Thanks, Ben.
It's going to be a good show. Here's Kylie Rae Jepsen, 2FM.
Need to tell you something. I like everything you say is a sweet revelation. All I wanna do is get into your head. That we could stay alone, you and me and the temptation. Sipping on your lips, hanging on by a thread. Baby, late night watching television. But how'd we get in this position? It's way too soon. Need to tell you something. Who gave you eyes like that? Said you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something.
Jack Rayner here. You're listening to the Nicky Byrne Show on 2FM with Jenny Green.